The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Hey, for you Eric Metaxas trivia buffs out there, Eric's Secret Service code name is El Jerko.
Please make note of it.
And now the man who'll deny it, but it's true anyway.
Here's El Jerko himself.
My friend Eric Metaxas.
Hey, Alvin.
Wait, I'm still writing.
Tuesday.
I'm still writing Jerko.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
It's secret. You know, nobody's supposed to know that. Okay, today's Tuesday. I just was on the Joe Piscopo show. If people listen to this program in the New York area, the tri-state area, we're on 970 AM, The Answer, every night at 10 p.m.
Yes.
To midnight, okay? Early in the morning, however, the great Joe Piscopo is on. He is an extraordinary person, an extraordinary talent, and I was on his program this morning, and getting to his program was not fun. The subway was slow.
Oh.
The cars where there was traffic, so I said, I'm going to jump on the subway. I got down there. So if anybody wonders why I'm sweating profusely, it's because I rode the subway.
Okay.
It was tough. But I was on the Joe Piscopo program talking about my book, Donald Builds the Wall. And that's a prophetic statement. Donald builds the wall. Donald drains the swamp. These are statements. And these things are happening. It's an amazing thing. What's going on right now with the impeachment, whatever, I really think that it's going to be the worst nightmare of his enemies, because I think a lot of things are coming to light that would not have come to light
right.
if the Democrats had not won the House in 2018, if Hillary had won the presidency in 2016. Things are coming to light about what we now call the deep state. It's very ugly, but unless you drain this particular swamp, we cannot be America. I wrote about it in my book, If You Can Keep It. We must return to our first principles as a nation. And it's only by seeing how far gone we are that we can return to first principles. And it is a war. It's like the Civil War. It's like the Revolution. You know, you're not going to defeat the enemies of liberty, whether they are witting enemies or unwitting enemies. You're not going to defeat them unless you're willing to fight. And so I say to my fellow Americans, this is very serious right now, what is happening. The idea that the enemies of the president would effectively try to stage a coup using weaponized CIA, weaponized FBI. This is our tax dollars. And I just consider those organizations and the government to be sacred, that they're supposed, it's a sacred trust, a contract with the American people, who are the government, whom they represent. So what's happening now is absolutely fascinating, and we'll talk about it another time. But right now, we've got to talk about a couple things. First of all, today, in a couple of minutes on this program, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you, one of the most extraordinary guests we have ever had on this program, one of the most amazing stories I have ever heard. Suzanne, my wife, told me about this woman. She met her at an event in D.C., her name is Virginia Prodan. This woman grew up in communist Romania. I'm going to Romania, by the way, next month to Cluj-Napoca. I'm speaking there. Never been to Romania. But Romania was a horribly communist, totalitarian government with a dictator, Nicolae Ceaușescu. And this woman, Virginia Prodan, knew, even though she was not anti-communist, even though she was not any kind of a Christian, she knew something was wrong. And she wanted to find out the truth. And her story and what happens to her, you won't believe it. It's going to be coming up in just a moment.
Right. And it's 2 hours because it's a huge story.
Yeah. Well, it's both hours. I mean, the whole interview is not that long, but you'll see that we couldn't end after hour one today.
Right.
We had to keep going. But it's one of those stories that I hope everyone can hear it. If you don't get to hear the whole thing today, go online and listen to it. Go to MetaxasTalk.com and listen to it, or you can check it out on YouTube tomorrow or the next day. We'll put it on the Eric Metaxas Show channel. But it's one of those stories that you've simply got to hear. Now, what we didn't know when we booked her.
Right.
And this is kind of funny.
Yeah, this is on me, too. I should have known.
Well, whatever. It was we're doing a fundraiser for ADF. Now, when I talk about this war that's happening in America right now, it's gotten really serious. I don't like to use terms like war, but when you see the kinds of things that are happening in this country, you really have to, you have a duty as an American to try to make sense of it and then to try to do what is right. Some of the folks that are on the right side of this issue big time are our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom. They fight for religious liberty, and we're doing a fundraiser with them right now, and I'll tell you more about it in a second, but I've got to say, Virginia Prodan, this amazing woman that's going to be on in the studio here in a couple of minutes. Wait till you hear it. She is an attorney for the Alliance Defending Freedom. So if you want to know who the Alliance Defending Freedom is and the kind of thinking behind what they do and the kind of heroes that they have fighting for our rights, folks, it's for our rights. Make no mistake. This is not for the rights of, you know, Jack Phillips in Colorado, the baker, or the right of Baronel Stutzman. No. This is for every American. We have guaranteed in the Constitution religious liberty. And we have people in our government now who either don't understand it or don't want to understand it. And they are challenging us, and we need to fight. The Alliance Defending Freedom are the only people I know who are in this battle. They've been in the Supreme Court over and over and over again, fighting and winning and keeping the Constitution the governing document, because there are people who they don't like it. It's horrible to say this stuff, but it's true. So I say all this, and this woman, Virginia, is one of their lawyers. So wait till you hear her story. You're going to get the idea, because she'll talk a little bit about it. But let me just tell you, this month we're doing this fundraiser for the Alliance Defending Freedom. So we're going to say it just as we do every time. Every time you give, you are helping fight the fight for freedom in America. So this is not just to give to some group, okay? Alliance Defending Freedom is practically the only group doing what they're doing, fighting at the highest level of the Supreme Court. It's why we want to work with them. So we're asking you shamelessly to give to the Alliance Defending Freedom by going to MetaxasTalk.com, okay? That's number one. Number two, if you give $100, you get a free Metaxas Super subscription. Now, we haven't mentioned this a lot.
Right.
If you pay, it's about $70 or $80. If you pay $70 or $80, go to Metaxas Super, you get commercial-free podcasting. A lot of people say, I love to listen to podcasts, but I don't like commercials. I'm busy. Well, it's very simple. We've got to pay our bills here. So we have wonderful sponsors, and they have commercials on this program. We ask you to support them. But if you don't want to do it that way, you can do it by buying a Metaxas Super subscription. You buy it for yourself. You can buy it for a friend. Anybody who wants commercial-free podcasting and all kinds of other stuff. We post all kinds of stuff that we don't put on the YouTube channel. For example, Albert and I are being filmed right now.
We are.
Now, we're not going to post that on YouTube.
Okay.
But the point is, if you want to see us doing the show in high definition in this beautiful studio, you go to Metaxas Super. Now, if you don't want to pay, all you have to do is give $100 tax-free to the Alliance Defending Freedom. And when you do that, folks, you get a free subscription to Metaxas Super, okay? If you give $250, you get that times two. You get two of those, plus you get a signed copy of Donald Builds the Wall. Folks, I hope you're buying copies of that book, because I care about it. It's not just a book. But I want to say we're going to give you a signed copy signed by me. If you give $500, you get two of those books, you get five subscriptions to Metaxas Super, and you get a studio visit when you come here. I'm going to say this every day, hopefully. I know you don't give to get. We know that you give because you share our values. You care about America. You care about liberty. So let me give you the official line here. Okay, quick reminder about Lions Defending Freedom. They're a nonprofit legal organization. They protect and defend the rights of everyone to live out their religious beliefs right here in America. We've said that. Now, if you're a small business, that includes defending you from being forced to endorse things that your religion forbids, like same-sex weddings or printing T-shirts for gay pride parades, even if those events conflict with your deeply held religious beliefs. Okay, ADF senior legal counsel David Cortman says many people don't understand the challenges facing people of faith. We've got a clip from him right here. I'm sorry, David Cortman. Do we have a clip from David Cortman? Oh, we don't have it. That's fine. All right. Anyway, the banner is at metaxastalk.com. You can click on it to make your gift to help ADF defend your religious freedom. Or you can call this number. This is easy for a lot of people. You can do it right now at the break. Here's the number, 800-556-2770. That's 800-556-2770. We're going to hit this very hard, 800-556-2770. 2770. This is very important, folks. I cannot stress it enough. We're in a battle. When we come back, folks, you're going to hear a hero. You're going to hear a hero. We'll catch you at the end of the hour to give you more information to play that clip. Stick around. Do not miss this interview.
Backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was between jobs, and we had over $64,000 in credit card debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Working with Trinity was extremely easy. They really guided us into the program and gave us hope.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
My advice to people in a similar situation is to pick up the phone and call and get out of debt. The freedom from that is priceless. Let Trinity help make it better. Don't feel that you have to suffer alone or try to figure out the answer.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock includes the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to five devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Act now and for a limited time, get 30% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code TITTLE. That's promo code TITTLE for 30% off. Offer expires October 6th, so don't wait. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Sometimes I say, you know, one day we do a program, maybe it's not for you. Another day we'll do a program, it is for you. Well, today we're doing a program. If it's not for you, you're the problem. I'm telling you right now, the guest that I have in the studio is someone whose story you must hear. I don't think I've ever said that before. I'll read the back of her book. The book is called Saving My Assassin. And before we introduce the guest, I'll just read this. It says, I should be dead, buried in an unmarked grave in Romania. Obviously, I am not. God had other plans. Now, that is true. Listen to this. At just under 5 feet tall, Virginia Prodan was no match for the towering 6'10" gun-wielding assassin that the Romanian government had sent to her office to kill her. It was not the first time her life had been threatened, nor would it be the last. As a young attorney under Ceausescu's brutal communist regime, Virginia had spent her entire life searching for the truth. When she finally found the truth in the pages of the most forbidden book in all of Romania, Virginia accepted the divine call to defend fellow followers of Christ against unjust persecution in an otherwise ungodly land. And that's putting it mildly for Romania under Ceausescu. For this act of treason, Virginia was kidnapped, beaten, tortured, and placed under house arrest, and came within seconds of being executed under the orders of Ceausescu herself. How she managed to defeat her enemies over and over and also helped expose the appalling secret that would lead to the demise of Ceausescu's evil empire is one of the most extraordinary stories ever told. And I am privileged right now to have Virginia Prodan in the studio with me. Virginia, welcome to this program.
Thank you for having me.
It's an honor to have you. I'm sorry your voice is scratchy, but your story, it touches me very, very deeply. As you know, my parents grew up with communism and taught me to hate communism and socialism and to love American-style freedom. And I want to start at the beginning because your story, there's so much to it, and I don't want to miss anything. First of all, tell us your story. You grew up in Romania, and you were not a Christian.
Yes, that is correct. I grew up in a land that I call a land of lies and a prison land. That's what socialist and communist is. And it was not only in Romania, it's the same all over. And if we let it happen here in America, it will be the same. So let me explain what a land of lies and a prison land meant. A land of lies, it was a land where the truth was established by the government, and the government will dictate what is true or not, and we had to repeat the lies. Otherwise, people will be taken away, disappear, jail, or even kill. A land of prison, because everything about our life was controlled by the government, and we live like in a prison. And we were not allowed to do whatever we wanted to do in our home or to go to church or to express.
So atheism was the forbidden state, was the state religion, and Christianity was forbidden. And you grew up under that, and you didn't grow up as a Christian.
No, My parents were not Christians.
Yeah, I mean, it was illegal to be a Christian.
It was illegal to be a Christian, but legal to be a Christian between maybe after retirement.
In other words, once you're no longer a threat,
yes,
they allowed you to go to church.
And that was in order for the government to say to the Western civilization, yes, we do have church members.
You know, I mean, the reason I'm so excited about talking to you is because there's so many people in America today, especially young people, who simply cannot fathom the satanic evil that has existed. My mother and father have told me about it. They grew up under it. I visited East Germany in 1971, and I was stunned to visit a land that most Americans cannot imagine what it would be like, where going to church is forbidden, being a Christian is forbidden. Just a stunning thing. You grew up under this. Not only did you grow up under it, but you faced it so bravely. So I want to continue with your story. So tell us, how did you become a lawyer? What's your path? What was your path?
First of all, I want to say that I grew up in a home that my parents were not Christians. And as people, many times we said, I didn't have that, so therefore I'm a victim. Well, I want to tell you from my own story and encourage your listener and people watching that in God's hands, He can use things that you did not have that will make your life even better and for His glory. I grew up with parents that were fearful to share the gospel because I'm for sure they knew it from their grandparents that grew up under capitalism. But my parents were very politically correct outside, but I watched them inside the home whispering their real feelings about socialism. And as a young kid, maybe around 6 years old or something, I was petrified. I realized that if something happens to me, the government doesn't care and my parents will not protect me. So somehow in my heart, God put the desire to find the truth and freedom, because I was always asking myself, why these people know the truth and freedom, they whisper it at home, but they don't speak. And I said, I don't want to grow up and live like that.
So
and
you knew even before you had any experience with God or the Bible, you had an inner sense that you are living a lie, that you're living inside a system that is somehow anti-human, I guess. But at age six, that's magnificent, the idea that at age six you had that sense.
We were a small family, but we had a custom every single year. We have a family reunion, and I was watching around people, and I noticed that my relatives will group around three people. So I did my search, and all these three people were lawyers. So that gave me the idea to go to law school. I thought, they know the law. They seem to know the law. They didn't speak up for the truth and for freedom. But I thought, I'm going to go to law school. Well, God had an even bigger plan than mine.
Well, it sounds like way bigger, but we don't want to spoil the ending. So you determined to go to law school. Do you go to university first, or do you go immediately to law school? How does it work in Romania in those days?
In socialist and communist country, you don't go to law school like you go here in American freedom. Unknown to me at that time, the socialist government had two levels of admission process. The first one was your political file had to be accepted by the Securitate, the police force of the government.
Okay, so your political file, they're keeping a file on you. This is amazing, the idea that the secret police, which anybody who understands what the secret police is, it's chilling. These are torturers. These are evil, evil people. And so they keep a file on you. In all the Eastern Bloc countries, in East Germany, they would do this. So they would go over this to determine whether, in effect, they can use you for their purposes, because they don't want some loose cannon practicing law.
Exactly. And in this file, they will put all kind of things, and you as a person, you will never have access to those files to say, hey, I can correct this, it's not correct or something. So it was very dangerous. But the three things that were in the file, the three questions that the government was looking were the following. The first one was if my parents were ever or if they ever organize a revolt against the system, socialist system. The second one was if my parents or the parents of the candidate were ever reported by their children about what they were talking at home. And the third one was if the parents were Christians.
Wow. I mean, the idea, again, I say this because I know so many Americans, especially young people, cannot fathom living in a world where children would report on their parents to the state what their parents are saying in secret at home. It's the reason it's so evil is because it's dividing children against their own parents. Horrific. Folks, I'm talking to Virginia Prodan. Stay tuned. This is a story you simply can't believe. The title of the book is Saving My Assassin. This is the Eric Metaxas Show.
As they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is questioning the legal authority of House Democrats to depose five current and former State Department officials as part of their ongoing impeachment inquiry. Among his objections, not enough time to prepare, and that State Department lawyers will not be allowed to appear at the depositions. Pompeo says he will use all means to prevent any intimidation. Sentencing will come later today after former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger was found guilty of murder in the death of her neighbor, Bothan John. U.S. factory activity shrank for the second straight month in September. The Institute for Supply Management says that its manufacturing index dropped to 47.8% in September. That's down from 49.1% in August. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 306 points. This is SRN News.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
How was the doctor?
Not what I expected. I have arthritis.
What? How can I help?
Well, the doctor gave me a rundown on what to know and what to do, and also mentioned a symptom tracking app called Arthritis Power. It can help me and the doc manage my arthritis better.
Well, great. Let's download it from the App Store. Arthritis Power?
Yep, it sounds easy. I just have to answer questions about my pain and other symptoms once a week. It only takes a few minutes. The doctor says that seeing my symptoms over time in this app can help us understand how my arthritis is responding to treatment.
That's cool. Now don't forget to use it, old man. You'll be helping yourself and your doctor.
Old man? And what does that make you then?
If you have arthritis, download Arthritis Power. Arthritis Power is from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation and its patient community, Creaky Joints. Your information is protected, and there's never a cost. In fact, you could even be paid for participating in research surveys about arthritis. For more information, go to arthritispower.org or search for Arthritis Power in your app store.
Once there was a way home.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking with Virginia Prodan, the author of an extraordinary book called Saving My assassin. She was tortured and almost murdered by the Ceausescu regime in Romania in the late 80s. And we have her in the studio. Virginia, let's continue the story. So they look over, the secret police look over your file to determine that your parents are not Christians. That your I mean, it's an extraordinary thing that we have to understand that when you have a powerful state, Christianity is usually the biggest threat to their power, which tells you something. Okay, but so obviously you passed the test and you were allowed to study law.
Yeah, I was allowed to go and take 3 days written exams and one oral exam, 1 day oral exam, and I passed the test. I was considered at that time when I was accepted, and I entered the law school, that I was part of the elite of the society. I had no idea. My desire was to go to law school and find the truth.
Now, when you say your desire was to go to law school and find the truth, this was effectively subversive in that culture. In other words, you had this secret desire. You were not a Christian. This had nothing to do with God. But for you, you sensed that there's something wrong, and you were, without telling people what you're doing, you were using the law as a path to find the truth.
Yes, that's correct. And a way also to be able not to live like my parents, a double life, fearful and politically correct outside, but whispering the feelings that they have about socialists inside of home.
Yeah, it's like in America today when we whisper Bruce Jenner and then we say Caitlyn Jenner, because you're not supposed to say that and they're going to come and get you. I mean, it's an amazing thing when people live with fear and it affects what they say, how they behave. And to the extent that that is beginning to happen in my own country, I think it's all the more important to hear where these things can lead. Okay, so what happens next?
4 years I study law school, and I really believe that one day in one book I'm going to find the truth and I'm going to speak up for the truth. After 40 years, I will just say in summary, people can find out in details that when you graduate from law school in a socialist country, the government decides where you are going to practice.
Right.
It's not like in America.
Yeah, they don't say, hey, what are your interests? You want to go into entertainment law? No, they're going to tell you. I know people don't realize how extraordinarily strict it is and how you have no freedom and no choice. So they tell you. So what did they tell you? What did you have to do?
I have to go and work in a very big company that it was under the patronage of Elena Ceausescu. And the newspaper and all everybody, media, declared her a PhD person in chemistry and everything. And by the way,
This is the dictator's wife?
Dictator's wife,
okay.
Who did not finish for a fifth grade.
Right. But the state declared that she's an intellectual genius, yeah.
And she was destroying lives and that city and the company. And for a month, I worked there, and I was the rubber stamp. And I decided that I will not work there anymore. By the grace of God, that I didn't know at that time, another lawyer who was a lawyer, practicing lawyer, came to me and he said, I am jealous. You work in the most prestigious place in the world, and I would love to work in your place. And I said, do you want to switch? Do you want to apply for my job?
Yeah.
And I'll apply. And he said, yes. Surprise. And I was saying, praise the Lord.
Yeah. You didn't know who to praise, but you were pretty happy. Well,
yes.
So this is amazing because power, of course, if you throw away the idea of truth, there's only power. And people knew that by rubber stamping what the government says, you can get power.
Yes.
And so, but this was obviously not appealing to you.
No. Not at all.
Yeah.
It was against what I believe and what the reason why I went to law school.
Yeah. But it's amazing to me that you were able to keep these feelings secret and yet retain these feelings throughout, these beliefs throughout these years, that without telling anyone, you still knew that you're sort of on a mission. So what happens next?
Next, I was accepted to be a lawyer in that town. And soon after that, I was able to apply to, because it was a town 3 hours from Bucharest where, in fact, I resided. So I had every single day to take a train from Bucharest to Giurgiu and maybe wake up around 3 or 4 o'clock and go to work and come back really late.
3 hours each way?
Each way.
Now, wait a minute. How they would not allow you to move to Giurgiu?
It was a very houses.
It was what?
Having a house or an apartment,
yeah,
in or finding one, it was a problem in that.
I've heard about this from my guest Jack Barsky, who was in Russia and in East Germany. That we kind of assume these things in the West.
Exactly.
Okay, so you had to do this. Nonetheless, you did it. Actually, we're going to go to a break, folks. I'm going to be right back with Virginia Prodan, the author of Saving My Assassin. Wait till you hear that. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. As you know, following Christ is a lifelong pursuit. It requires perseverance, and practice makes permanent. A new study Bible for today is the third edition of the Life Application Study Bible. Read by more than 20 million people, it's the best-selling study Bible in the world. The Life Application Study Bible is not a Bible for a season. It's not for a New Year's resolution. It's not just for hard times. It's a Bible for all times, with more than 10,000 newly updated and expanded notes, charts, maps, timelines, profiles, and more. The Life Application Study Bible is the most complete single-volume Bible ever compiled. It is just what you need to apply biblical teaching to your everyday life. As you train for the race God calls each of us to, the Life Application Study Bible is the companion and coach you need by your side every single step of the way. For who you were, who you are, and who God has called you to become for all times. Learn more at lifeapplication.com. That's lifeapplication.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits.
Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
We've only just begun to live.
Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. What a story. I'm sitting here in the studio with my new hero, Virginia Prodan. The book is Saving My Assassin. Virginia, I still can't believe I'm sitting with you here and you're telling me this amazing story. This is a miraculous story, but let's just get to the details. So you are now practicing in Georgia. Is that the place, the town? And you have to commute 3 hours one way every day. I mean, this is unbelievable. So you're a young woman. How does it go?
You are just a puppet in socialism government hands. So that's life. And I believe I am here with you. So many of our listeners and people watching will understand what socialists and communists will do to America.
Well, I believe me, I know it from my parents, but that's one of the reasons that I'm thrilled to have you here. So, okay, so you're still searching for the truth. You are working a pretty brutal job at this point, but you have no choice. What happens?
Then I move and apply to be an attorney, which meant that you have to have your own clients. And by the way, I was 22 years old at that time, very young. And you have to win the trust of people to have clients. And from the clients that you have to give, first of all, the government establish a platform. As a lawyer, you can have this number of clients every single month, not more.
They tell you exactly how you're going to practice law.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. And from how much you're making, 50% of that you give to the government.
Wow. Okay. That's almost as bad as living under de Blasio's New York tax system. All right. So what happens? How do you find the truth? In other words, you're working, but I know inside you've got this idea.
I have to say that I practice and practice and practice, and I had a day in my life where I was very discouraged, and I came to my office thinking that there is no way I can find the truth. And I remember putting my briefcase on my secretary's desk, and I said, I cannot find the truth, and I don't want to be a lawyer anymore.
You said this to your secretary.
I said to my secretary after years of practicing, because instead, the more I fought to find the truth, the more fake news, the more injustice, the more discouragement I found. And she looked up at me like, where have you been? What are you dreaming? And she gave me three files, and she said, three people are coming to you today, and one is in your office. So I walk in my office, and indeed, the client that was there, I have been working with him for more than a year, and he was a very good client. But many times I said to myself, because he had a joy in his heart, a way of looking at life so different, that many times I said to myself, I need to fix this client. He's crazy.
Really?
But I never...
In other words, you wanted to wake him up to the evil reality. Why is he so happy? He needs to wake up.
Exactly.
Okay.
But I was too busy. Every time was another client.
Yeah.
So that day, as I walk in my office, he smiled and he had that joy on his face. And I stood on my chair and he gave me new documents and his case and everything. And I looked at him and I said, I want to have in my life what you have. And he looked up at me and he said, do you go to church? And I looked back at him and I said to myself, I'm so sorry I asked. I mean, I didn't see the connection. He wrote something and gave it to me. And he said, would you like to come to our church Sunday? And I said, yes. I mean, the craziest thing a lawyer in socialist and communist will say.
Yeah, I'm frightened just hearing this story because people don't realize how. And now, how is it that this was this an older man?
He was yes, I was 20-something and he was 40.
But how is it that he's allowed to go to church? Is this an underground church?
In Bucharest, we had few churches that were many times visited by foreigners. So Ceausescu had to leave some churches
right. And
to allow some people.
So to make it look like he's not an evil dictator. Okay, so you go to the church.
I go to the church. And I go to the church not knowing anything, what they will do in the church, not knowing if the government will take my license away, if they will arrest me or kill me. But I said to my client, yes, I'll go to the church. And guess what? The next Sunday with my two girls, I show up at his church.
You had two little girls at this point.
Yes, at this
point. Now, you're married at this point?
I was married.
But your husband didn't come.
No, didn't come. So I was married. I had two girls at this point, and we went to. He was there with his family waiting for us. And as I went inside, following him and his family, I heard the choir singing a song. I'll never forget the song, and the song was "Sinner, Come Home."
Sinner, come home.
And inside of me, I said, "Oh, this is. I'm secure here." There is a man behind me. His name is Sinner, and he's coming home today. They have a celebration.
Oh, you actually thought that when they say Sinner come home, that somehow there's a dude named Sinner in the church and that they're celebrating his homecoming.
Yes, he was behind me. I didn't know anything about God. I had no idea what sin was.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
That's
of course. Well, nobody in Romania is going to be talking about that, so it doesn't exist effectively. Officially, it doesn't exist. Yeah.
So we were told where to sit, and minutes after that, the pastor came, opened the Bible, and said, Jesus Christ said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except to Christ. And imagine, in that quiet church, you hear somebody said, what? That was me.
You said what?
Yes, in that church.
Holy cow.
Because finally somebody said, I am the truth.
Wow.
And Christ came so clear to me.
So just in this moment, despite your huge ignorance of the subject, somehow something happened to you. You realized, I think I've stumbled on what I'm looking for.
The pastor explained in his preaching exactly.
Okay.
Christ came real to me.
Okay.
And I accepted him and his call to follow him. And then also I understood that he called me.
Oh, man. Okay, folks, do not go away. Do I need to say that?
I'm pretty handy around the house. But now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. North Korea and the United States have agreed to resume nuclear negotiations this weekend.
Word of the talks was announced by a senior North Korean diplomat and later confirmed by the U.S. The working-level talks this weekend come after a months-long stalemate over the withdrawal of sanctions in exchange for disarmament. Nuclear negotiations have been at a standstill following a February summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump in Vietnam.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A white former Dallas police officer who said she fatally shot her unarmed black neighbor after mistaking his apartment for her own has been found guilty of murder. Amber Geiger will be sentenced later today. In Texas, the sentence for murder is from 5 to 99 years in prison. Stocks have been in the red. The Dow is off 280 points. The NASDAQ down 65. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I've been walking these streets so long. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Alvin,
yes.
Do you believe this guest that we're talking to?
I know. Unbelievable. The second part of her story is even
okay,
more amazing.
Yeah, by the way, folks, yeah. you actually have heard nothing yet.
Right.
Just wait. When we come back in hour two today, you're going to hear the rest of the story. There's stuff that happens to her. You can't believe this. This sounds like something from another time. This is real. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking, obviously, our guest is Virginia Prodan. She is, among other things, a lawyer for the Alliance Defending Freedom. I told you that we are doing a big fundraiser for the Alliance Defending Freedom. These folks are heroes. I don't know if we have a clip. Do we have a clip? Okay, I want to play a clip. ADF, okay, this is the Alliance Defending Freedom. They're protecting our religious liberty. I'm going to shamelessly ask you to give to them. As we always say, we don't care what you give. But people always say, what can I do? I'll be very blunt. You can give something to the Alliance Defending Freedom. They are on the front lines. If you want to know where the front lines of the battles are today, we're in the middle of a horrible battle, a war for liberty. Now, that sounds draconian. It sounds hyperbolic. It is not, folks. I make the case in my book, If You Can Keep It, and I try to make the case on this program. We're in a war because there are people who don't appreciate the value of the Constitution, and they're trying to undermine American liberty from within. That's happening right now. And if people think it's a conspiracy theory, well, I'm sure that it isn't. But I wish it were, actually.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is the Alliance Defending Freedom, they're on the front lines. And so they are let me put it this way. There are many people listening right now that don't understand the challenges facing Americans, especially Americans of faith. So David Cortman with ADF, he's their senior legal counsel. We've got a clip from him.
When you have these conflicts that become between the LGBT community and people of faith, and people say, well, can't we all get along? Well, that's not what they're looking for. What they're looking for is active support, active participation, and the fact that you have a religious belief that marriage is between a man and a woman is unacceptable. So tolerance, even though it should be a two-way street, often in these instances, it's not. These type of situations are only going to grow wherever you find yourself in the country and whatever situation you find yourself.
Okay. Now, I want to be really clear, okay? Anybody who knows me, okay, knows that in this country, I talk about civil liberties and I talk about religious liberty. Now, there are plenty of people that are openly gay who do not want to shut down
people who have different beliefs than they do. And I know many of those people. I'm friends with those people. OK, we've got an ambassador in Germany, Richard Grenell, openly gay. But he's not on the side of the LGBT activists that want to destroy religious liberty in the Constitution. I've got plenty other friends. Andrew Sullivan, not a friend, but he's written about this. There are many gay people that are not gay activists trying to shut down religious liberty. But the loudest voices in America today are activists, not just in the LGBTQ community, but in other communities that don't understand religious liberty. And if we do not fight in the courts, folks, this is not an anti-gay thing. You need to understand what this is. This is a pro-liberty thing. We have to respect our ability in this country to have different opinions and to disagree civilly and to have the right to speak our views. I don't want to shut down people on the LGBTQ side. That's un-American, right? But it's un-American if they insist that I have to abrogate my religious liberty and agree with them. That's not American. This has to be fought out in the courts. The Alliance Defending Freedom is fighting bravely. I want to give you the number. I want to tell you, go to MetaxasTalk.com. Folks, please. Please, if you say, what can I do, Eric? What can I do? You can do this. Go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner, give generously to the Alliance Defending Freedom, or call this number. I'm going to give it to you now. You can do it right now. And in the next hour, you're going to hear the rest of this ADF story. 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770. Give generously. We'll catch you in the next hour. Folks, we need your help.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.